BWA, mobile. Getting out there on that road, W2T sitting at home. Tell you what, we got to get you out more. No, I'm doing fine sitting right here at the house. I mean, you know, I'm staying nice and safe and not having to get out in the rain. Of course, I got to see what I can do about getting somebody out here to do help me do some antenna work. But, you know, that means I got to find somebody with a launcher so I can do the antenna, get the new antenna put up.
Uh-huh. Well, I've been playing musical radios.
Or?
You know, I got that new 991A Yaesu. I got it in my shed. And, I'd like to be able to do FT8 and still talk on 2 meter 440 if I want to at the same time. Because I can turn the volume down on the FT8, just keep right on going. Well, so I took my Yaesu FT8900R and put it in the shed with my 991. That way I can, you know, do simultaneous stuff all at the same time. So I took my Kenwood out of the Saturn and put it in my truck. That's what I'm talking on right now. So now I got to get me just a little radio to go in the Saturn, something really cheap, something 2 meter 440. You got one laying around?
No, don't have an extra one, so I'm sorry about that.
Well, be that way, Rusty. My goodness.
Say, well, I got a couple of extra 2 meter around, but that's all they are, and they're older models. They work, but still, you know. It's a case of just getting it there, you know?
Yeah. Well, I have, along with a couple of friends of mine, we found a 440 repeater that is absolutely first class, quiet, and audio on the thing is just like gold. And I do want to have that option of shifting over to 440 if I find the need. Which recently has come into play a couple of times, so it's real handy. So, yeah, I'd like to find me something real good used, 2 meter 440.
2 meter and 440 in the car. I only have 2 meter here in the house, and of course I could change that just by changing radios. Put this Kenwood in the car and bring my Yaesu in the house, and then I'd have 2 meter 440 in the house. But you know, it is what it is, and we do what it is. And I'd like to upgrade my HF rig, but don't have the funds to do that. I'd like to move up to a 7300 from this 7200 to get that nice waterfall that's on the 7300.
Could use 991A.
Don't need it.
Hey, I'd make you a real deal on it. 1200.
I'll pass, as they say, and so where are you off to today that you're out running around when you're not supposed to be?
Well, I went to Lowe's yesterday evening, gathered up all of my goodies. I needed a wood chisel and a few other little things, and a way to repair a hose and a couple of other things, and got it all together, went up to the register, and guess what? They're not taking anything but cash or a Lowe's card at the time. So I just piled it all right there on a little thing on top of the checkout and said, okay, well, that's fine. Y'all can put it all back. So now I'm going back out, and that was late yesterday evening and everything was closing. So I'm going back out to get my tools today, and I'm going to Home Depot.
Cash or a Lowe's card only? I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I hadn't either. And, you know, hey, you know, if you want to be arbitrary, that's fine. But you know what? If you can run a Lowe's card, you can run a regular credit card.
Yep, that's true. That's true. Which Lowe's did you go to?
Been doing a great job over at Bowling Springs, but I got to tell you, that after that experience yesterday evening, I'm going to start opening up and giving Home Depot a chance again. The service is not near as good at Home Depot, and they keep things stocked better at Lowe's, but, Lowe's is going to pull that kind of junk.
It could have just been a problem at that Lowe's yesterday, Never can tell. Sometimes they have problems and they can only do certain things. I know it sounds silly, but you never know. This one down here, I've never had a problem with the one down here. I go to the one down here just up the road from me. So, it is what it is. I'm sure you'll get what you need today at the Home Depot and all. So, anyway, I got to walk out there in a little bit and go take my trash can and put it out by the curb so when they come tomorrow to empty the trash can, it'll be out there to be emptied.
You live down near Roebuck, is that right?
Roger.
So you're talking about your Lowe's is the one there on, in Spartanburg on Blackstock?
It's actually on, out there on Highway 29 at 26.
Well, I call that Blackstock because you got to get around and get off of 26 and off of 29 to get into it from Blackstock. Oh, well. That was just a lot further for me than Bowling Springs. That's why I'd been going over to Bowling Springs, and I like Lowe's a lot better than Home Depot, but like I said, that was just stupid yesterday evening.
Well, and probably they didn't have anything saying anything about that when you went in the door. If that was the problem, they should have had that marked on the door and not waited until you got all the way to the checkout. What you did with leaving stuff right there on the counter, that's exactly what I'd have done, too.
Well, and you're absolutely right. There was no notice, no nothing, and it was an hour and something before closing, and, they should have had a little sign up. Sorry, cash or Lowe's card only, and they didn't have enough brains to think of that.
What can I say? And I'll just let it go at that. There ain't, as they say, you can't fix stupid.
Cases. Yep. Well, at least with me moving my radio, my Gazoo, into the shack, I'll be able to cross band anywhere from around my property. I got almost 8 acres. I'll be able to cross band and be able to talk anywhere instead of just barely being able to get out with that little bow thing. And the Kenwood I've got also cross bands, so I'll still be able to cross band from my truck when I go out and about and go into these metal buildings. So it's going to be a win-win for me all the way around. I don't know why I didn't do that to begin with. But, like I said, I got to find me just a little cheap 2-meter 440. That was one last call for anybody that might have one that might be listening.
I don't know what's out there. I bought my 2-meter 440 that's in the car a couple of years ago. Back when I went down to Amcation down in Florida, somebody down there had a real good deal on it, so I bought it from them. And I bought this Kenwood. Where did I get this Kenwood? I think I got this when I went up to Dayton 1 year and picked that up on the way through Dayton. So anyway, that's what it is. But if you get on the, you get on here on the SwapNet on Wednesday night, and talk to and see what Gary's got listed in the SwapNet book, you might find something there. Some people there have them, and, they list them with him.
K4BWA. And you know what? I tried to listen to the SwapNet the other night and fell asleep before he got to it. I checked in and then fell asleep on him. And I missed it. Oh, well. And I don't want to bug, but hey, is the SwapNet stuff listed on the website?
I don't know whether it is or not. You'd have to ask KI4DOS if it's listed out there or, you know, one of the guys that's active in that in the Blue Ridge Club. I'm not, and everything, but I don't know. I don't know. He used to, well, he used to not do it. He used to just be listed with Gary, but who knows? They may have it on the website now.
Yep. Well, anyhow, I'm not in that big a hurry, so I may wait till he does it on Wednesday, right?
Roger.
Well, I may wait till Wednesday and just see what happens to pop up there and see who's got what. Now, does he do a wanted, or is it just for sale?
No, he'll put wants on there, because I had a want on there at one time and found what I wanted. But, yeah, he does both, and so, you know, you just got to remember to stay awake this time.
Well, you know, come about 9:30, I fold up like a cheap tent. What can I say?
It is what it is. But, yeah, he takes, you can add wants to it. He takes wants to add to it. So if you have a want and they don't have anything listed, you know, you can put that on there and maybe somebody will hear about it and they'll come up with what you need.
Yep, yep. Well, so I was playing my FT8 last night. And guess what I hit?
What'd you hit last night?
China.
Ah, yeah, well, they're on there quite often. There's several China stations that are on there quite often, believe it or not. You just gotta, sometimes they're not listening real well.
Last night, I threw out a CQ, a DXCQ, and man, this guy just popped right back on it. I mean, it was like throwing a hook in the water and then just pull it right back out.
Hey, sometimes you get lucky. Sometimes you do. And, well, good for you. That adds a new country to your list, huh?
Yeah, and the same night before, I added New Zealand. So, 10 meters has been real good. I tell you what. I don't know. I don't think the solar is all that up, but 10 meters has been doing real good lately.
You have spouts of it. I noticed a lot of people on 10 meters today. I was just looking at one of the clusters, DX clusters, and I saw a lot of folks on 10 meters there today. So, and there's a lot on CW on there today, too. So, anyway, so you're going to go down and get all your stuff, and then you'll have something to work with for this next week, huh?
My wife is with me, and she's going to make sure I get everything that I need to play with so that I can stay home and work for her.
Of course. That's you know, that's what you're supposed to be doing.
I'm building her a swing. Got a 5-foot wide wooden porch swing, and I'm putting the structure up. Going to put a roof over it. It's going to be out in the yard where she can go out swing some. So, did you hear it? Ooh, there it went again. Whack.
She's not going to hit you while you're driving. And she might wait till you get to the store and then swat you in the back of the head.
Yeah, but I don't know what I'd do without her. She keeps me straight. All right, well, listen, we're just about to get down here. I'm going to get off of 26 and swing on to 29 here. We're going to go into the home depot. I'll let you go and try to behave today. And if you don't, just don't get caught. I'll catch you later. 73, KN4, VWA, clear after your final.
All right, Steve. Well, y'all, you know, don't buy the place out completely. Leave a little something for the rest of us. And I got to go get me a yard cart to work, and I got to go decide where I'm going to go look. We'll talk to you later. Have a good one. KN4, VWA, W2T, 73s for now.